Well, hello there, lossless country world. Here is that charming, incredible Tennessee. Who else could it be but the one and only Dolly Parton in Old Flames?
Downtown tonight, I saw an old friend, someone who I used to take comfort from long before I.
Thank you, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly.
Oh, she's incredible, isn't she? Dolly Parton, beautiful song to me. Now, I tell you, this thing, I shouldn't say refer to it as this thing. This song, you just heard, I think is... I think this is the best thing she's done in 2 or 3 years. Maybe the best thing she's ever done. Written by P. Siebert and H. Moffat. I've seen them before, and I cannot say the names. Siebert and Moffat, the writing team, and they've written a few others, too. Old Flames, Can't Hold a Candle to You. She saw a lover downtown, but he couldn't heat her up until she sat down on a can of Sterno. Hey, in a moment, Glenn Campbell and... Well, not in a moment. Let's do it right now. We're going to hold off, but you folks have been so doggone nice... Something about you, baby, I like right here on Gene Price's Country World.
Love affair is
Glenn Campbell, there's something about you, baby, I like. And, of course, that lovely gal he's singing with is Mrs. Kris Kristofferson, Rita Coolidge. Glenn and Rita together. I wonder how long it will be before there'll be a duet out. Maybe it's out now, and I'm not aware of it, between Glenn Campbell and Tanya Tucker. You know, that's supposedly the hottest love affair in Hollywood, I believe, to paraphrase what People magazine said in a story they had some time back. Anyway, that was doing fairly well. It's starting to slide a bit, but it still sounds good. Deposit on an apartment or, you know, be asked by your commander to move. Lend an ear for just a moment. Every Air Force, Army, Marine, and Navy installation has an office that is working for you. It's called the HRO, the Housing Referral Office. The job of HRO is to fight discrimination and unfair practices in housing. So before you rent or buy your next home, be sure to find out who will treat you right. And the way you do that is to see someone in your housing referral office, and they'll take good care of you. Shall we now? I think so. Jackie Ward. Give everything you've got away, but not your heart.
Some of us are takers. Some of us are givers. And darling, I know you're giving kind. You give away the world, Lord, just for the asking. But that's the way you are, so I don't mind. Now, I'm not one for taking, and I'm no good at asking. But there's one thing that I've just got to say. I only want to love you, so all I'm asking of you is the part of you you never gave away. Give your
Jackie Ward, give your clothes to your sister, your respect to your daddy. Well, you wouldn't give your clothes to your daddy if you're a girl, would you? Well, not unless you happen to live in maybe San Francisco, perhaps. Anyway, there it is right there, Jackie Ward, and Save Your Heart for Me.
Leonard Fenstall, I've reviewed a new movie. It's an X-rated movie, and it's got a little bit on the potent side. It's the first X-rated Eskimo movie I've ever seen.
What's the name of the movie?
Deep Freeze.
Oh, come on now. Here we go. This is, of course, is Billy Joe Spears and Natural Attraction.
Still.
our natural attraction. That's something we've always had, I guess, for the opposite sex, huh? You betcha. You see some gal there that, and that's true, too. A lot of people say, do you believe in, you know, love at first sight or love at first bite if you're George Hamilton? Certainly they're not. The first time I saw my wife, I thought, gee whiz, what a nice-looking woman she is. Very petite, very wholesome-looking, and very rich. Well, two out of three is right. Anyway, here we are, pressing forward here on the Gene Price Show. Charlotte's Web, the new one from the Statler Brothers. We'll see how this one does.
Spend the night in Charlotte's bed. You might get caught in Charlotte's web. A satin rose that's growing wild. Charlotte holds more secrets than the mind. She spins and weaves her magic spell. Her body speaks what words can't tell.
The Statler Brothers here on the Gene Price Show, and that's Charlotte's Web. How long ago was that on? About a month ago, I think it was. CBS had it on again. And my kids, you know, who are almost seven and almost four, you know, are saying, hey, Dad, boy, now that's what you call a real movie. You know, you wanted to watch Red River, Grapes of Wrath, but hey, this is where it's happening. And I got to agree, pretty cute movie. Anyway, this is a little play on words. The Statler Brothers have been known through the years for doing that. They had a big hit of a song called Bed of Roses. Of course, the lady's name was Bed. Excuse me, Roses. What's the matter with me? And before that, back in the 60s, they had a song called Ruthless. And obviously, you know, the gal named Ruth left, so they were ruthless. So anyway, it's kind of nice when you can do that. That's what country music has been about for a lot of years. Just a clever play on words and, you know, make that money and hold that corn and slop them hogs. So here we go right now. Shall we? Here's Charlie McLean. This one has just about done all the damage it's going to do, and it's been a nice hit for her, too. Let's put our love in motion.
Here we are, alone together. I see the warning in your eyes. We've come this far, but we'll
Charlie McClay, let's put our love in motion. That's nice, and so is she. She's a good-looking little lady and looks like she's got a great future in country music. You know, since more than 20 million American kids have not been fully vaccinated against childhood diseases, chances are your kids may not be protected. So see your doctor or clinic today. Hey, why take a chance with your family's health? After all, what's one little ouch compared to what could happen from polio or complications from measles, mumps, or other childhood illnesses? For more information, write for the free booklet, Parents' Guide to Childhood Immunization. Now, you can do this. Send a postcard to the Consumer Information Center. That's Pueblo, Colorado, and the zip code is 81009. Once again, the name of the booklet is a guide, Parents' Guide to Childhood Immunization. And send that postcard to Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009, and you'll get squared away. The song I'm going to play right now is the basis for a movie that, to my knowledge, is still under production, starring Bruce Dern and the lovely Ann Margaret. It's called Middle Age Crazy. Yes, hi, Bags Bagwell. Well, let me tell you about big middle age. They say you get to the middle age spread. I've got some middle age spread. I like it better than mayonnaise. Well, thank you, Bags. Here's Jerry Lee, and let's hear it, killer.
Today he traded his big 98 Oldsmobile. He got a heck of a deal on a new Porsche car. He ain't wearing his usual gray business suit. He's got jeans and high boots with an embroidered star. And today he's 40 years old, going on 20. Don't look for the gray in his hair, 'cause he ain't got any. He's got a young thing beside him that just melts in his hand. He's middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can. He's loved for a long, long time at home. Ah, but the thrill is all gone when they cut down the lights. They've got a business that they've been a while coming by. Been a long uphill climb, but now the profits are high. But today he's 40 years old, going on 20. And he hears the sword in the bear, and he ain't had any. And the young thing beside, she understands that his middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can.
Jerry Lee Lewis and the song. I think that's got a lot of substance to it, you know. You think about that, us old codgers. Yes, hi, you know. When I turned 72 years old, I went out and I bought myself a slick little sports car. Got myself some brand new spats and got myself a DA. What district attorney? No, DA, that thing what you wear in the back there with all the grease on your hair. Boy, I'm telling you, ladies came from all over. They used to just come up and look at my varicose veins and get all turned on. Well, Bags, we'd like to hear more, but we've got to go. Hey, thank you for joining us. You folks have been great. Take care. Goodbye. God bless you. Stay loose and take especially good care of yourself. And let's come back and do it again tomorrow. Hope to see you then. Thanks again.